On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Butter.
Yeah, just tickling you just a little bit, eh?
I'm sure it'll come around later.
Probably. Welcome to Audio Whiplash, everybody. I had something I wanted to present to Rob right off the bat here, as it was presented to me over the weekend, and it was quite troubling.
Quite troubling.
Do you like gummy bears, gummy worms, shit like that?
I do not.
Yeah, me neither, really. I'm more of a chocolate.
I'm a
no,
chip
for me,
guy.
It's more of a, okay. I don't really have the strong preference like you do. Like, you are a salty snack guy before a sweet snack guy, whereas for me it's just kind of picking and choosing from both sides, right?
So, mash with mitt.
Sure. If I could throw some chocolate inside my
chip
bag of pretzels or...
okay, well, chocolate.
I've seen that.
How about the peanut butter pretzel? Oh, I love
no.
that.
No. But for my birthday or housewarming or something, I don't know, one of the rare occasions someone gets me a gift, I received a Reese's, what are they, like Bits and Bites or, so it had pretzels in it, it had some peanuts in it, it also had some tiny little Reese cups in it, but, so it was kind of exactly this match that we're talking about, right? I'm a sucker for Reese's, anything Reese's is.
Okay, well, I'm a peanut butter and chocolate guy.
Yeah.
To me, you can talk about Romeo and Juliet or... any of those other great love stories, to me, it's peanut butter and chocolate.
Yeah.
That is the true romance of all time.
So you are aware, maybe your kids, maybe whatever, you
sure.
are kind of aware of these gummy.
Of course, yes.
Does the size of the gummy worm and the size of the gummy bear not paint a troubling picture of the gummy universe in general? Should you be a gummy man somewhere in that universe? Man, the gummy worm is huge compared to the gummy bear. That's a scary world to be living in. That's about the only reaction that should be met with, but it stuck with me for the last couple of days.
And really, what kind of bear is it? You're assuming it's a Kodiak or a polar bear.
We have in the human world, in our universe, there is no bear that is smaller than a worm.
No.
No.
Okay, so you're more concerned about the size of the worm.
I absolutely am.
And see, I am, to me, it's not like it's a gummy boa constrictor.
Well, who knows what that worm would do if it had the size advantage that it clearly does in its universe.
Okay, this is like that bad 80s movie, whatever that was, where worms were coming up out of the ground. It was like...
Centipede. No,
centipede's the
don't
human.
Follow.
The human
yeah.
centipede.
No, don't follow me down that road.
Yeah, anyways.
Speaking of troubling universe.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to sew your face to my ass and see how that goes.
Nice. Is that a steam whistle over there?
It is.
Nice. Nice.
Yes.
We haven't talked about this when we first fired up.
But first of all, you haven't asked me how I'm doing.
I have not.
I find that more troubling than your dumbass gummy bear, gummy worm story.
It's not really a story as much as...
I see that. It's actually nothing. I've opened my pants and there's nothing.
Well, yeah, that's a thing that's happened a time or two.
And I flick it and I flick it. Why won't you work?
And then just, I'm sorry.
Slam. Door closes.
Yeah. How are you doing?
You know what? Today is one of those days and I'm of two minds, really.
One of those days.
It's February.
Yeah.
I'm in the coldest capital city in the world.
True.
Yet I find myself walking along carefree, coast not even
fancy
open.
Free.
And I feel like it's one of those days where you just want to open mouth kiss life. You know what I mean?
Please stay on that side of the table.
Embrace it. Well, life, I said. let's be honest. You know, and then you contrast that with dumbasses on the bus.
Oh. You didn't go to the beer store, did you?
No. I've stayed away from that for...
Ever since the beers have been put into the grocery store, you probably haven't been into the beer store around here at all.
Not once. With the guy trying to cobble together two Lakers.
Cobble.
Can I put half of this on my debit card and pay half in cash? But it's going to be 18 nickels, 4 dimes.
You're not finding that clientele at the Metro?
I want to punch that guy in the low back. And push him aside and maybe crack one of the Lakers on his head, Stone Cold Steve Austin style.
Nice.
And start spraying foam all over the place.
There is something to be said for, you know, especially if you're only going in looking for a beer and a bag of chips or whatever. Because the Metro can be a little pricey, eh? But compared to the independent up the road. But if you're only going in for beer, that price is set. And,
You know, it is. And I grab, as you said, think of peanuts. Yeah. You know, bag of chips, out with a six.
Maybe some gummy worms.
This is it.
Carry on.
I'm a solid gummy bear guy if I got to come down on one side of the fence or the other.
There's just nothing about the gummy universe that's enticing to me. I've never been like chewy, fruity candy. It's maybe jujubes. I got some time for the jujubes.
I love a Swedish berry.
Black jujubes.
Yeah, and I love a jujube.
Yeah.
See, now my kids, when they were younger, you'd go to... You know, Montana's or Kelsey's or whatever, and they get the little dessert that comes with it, and it's just a cheap ass scoop of ice cream. But they try and fancy it up with a little gummy worm or something in it, right? And the kids love it. And they're like, "Woo!" Swinging it around.
Party,
yeah.
Well, it's a different type of party.
Yeah, exactly. Kids,
right?
Kids, I said.
Sure.
And really, if it was me swinging it around, that's super
kid-like.
It's super flattering. Thank you very much. Helicoptering my way to the bar.
I would like to ask you, have you ever, because we haven't talked about this in a while, and then when it was first becoming a thing here in Canada, we were all over it, the Uber versus the cabbies, all that sort of thing. I don't care about the cabbies. I haven't used one in a... I guess I used one last Friday in Montreal.
Well, this is
coming out of a train station or an airport half the time.
And when we're down in Brantford, anytime you're in a city that doesn't have Uber, but I try and stay away from it.
There was a story last week that found that Uber drivers were upset to learn that suddenly there was a cap on the amount they could be tipped.
Which I also find to be amazing.
I don't at all. The cap is 200%
of the ride.
Have you ever encountered an Uber driver so good that he required a 201% tip?
Have you ever tipped an Uber driver?
Once.
Okay, and was it a buck or three?
It was three.
Okay.
It was in terrible weather.
And it was a short drive.
It wasn't a short drive.
Okay.
I think it was from here to the airport. And I think the only reason I did was because of the weather, and I'm a big fan of my driver shutting the hell up, which he did. He kind of asked how it was going, tried to fire things up a little bit when I first got in, and then he read the room, right? Okay, this isn't that kind of... And then when we got out, which he didn't have to do, and a lot of them don't, got out and helped us with our bags when we got there. So But that's the only time, and I think it had more to do with the weather than anything else. I wasn't interested in tipping him 200% of the ride.
Yeah.
And this appeared to be an issue. That drivers were, I can't believe you would cap our tips. I can't. It's not capping your daily tips. It's capping the tips of one ride at 200%. I don't know what.
Yeah. And as the story, as that, yes. Well, and as I said to you, I find that hard to believe because I've never tipped an Uber driver.
Remember when you couldn't?
Yeah.
That was half the sale, right? That was half what they were selling you when they, you know, first we're trying to take things from the captains. It's like no cash involved. You don't have to tip. They just pull up, you pull out.
And you're done.
Pull up and pull out and you're done is the way you want to live life, man.
50% of us are completely satisfied. The other half is still looking for something else.
It's almost a perfect comparable.
Not staged or scripted, ladies and gentlemen. Right.
All right, so apparently you don't have much of an opinion on
that. I absolutely do. Oh, okay. I'm just having another pull of beer. Honestly,
I get how that works.
We rolled in here, and that's – I'm exactly in the same frame of mind that you are. That was what Uber was to me. Don't have people wanting to exchange cash, don't want to have to tip. That was the thing. Now you have Uber drivers saying, hey, what if I just canceled this trip and you paid me cash?
Right.
Or those sorts of things. And we're already starting to see that. And so I'm like, get out of here. That's fucking garbage. And I want to report you.
Well, and so all of a sudden they switch the app and they do, you know, they add the tipping thing, which you go, all right. But once it's in there, like the whole thing was, you still don't have to do it, but you don't have to anywhere. You don't have to with your waitress. You don't have to with a cabbie. You don't have to, whatever. But it puts that social pressure a little bit on you to do it. Like I said, I've only done it once or twice. It was in extreme circumstances. Most of the time I go, no, this is the business model that you sold me.
Right.
And I get that maybe drivers don't love it, but take that up with your employer, not with me, right? And
yeah.
But to see that this became a thing, I only, I don't know if you'd heard much about it. I forwarded you on one article, but there was all kinds of noise all over the internet that was, it's so unfair that you would cap our tips. And again, I just keep being pulled back to at 200%.
Yeah.
Like, when are you ever going to...
Yeah, I get $25 ride. Go, I want a $50 tip that
right.
Guy. Am I getting a hand job with this?
Like the only time, I guess on New Year's, maybe.
Okay, they've already surged it 700%.
And that's the thing. That all goes to Uber, not the drivers. A percentage goes to
the
drivers, but it all gets split.
The surge goes.
The surge is meant to entice more drivers onto the road. So they do get a portion of it. But as the surge, like a New Year's Eve, as it goes up, that divide becomes bigger, right? If we're each getting, I don't know, 50% or 70-30 or whatever of the surge. But that's all it's meant to do is, okay, the weather's bad or it's a busy time, pull you off your couch out onto the...
Yeah, but then the more drivers, less surge.
That's right. Then it goes down. But initially... If you can get out there and really all it does is ding the fucking customer.
Right.
But I get it that they're trying to get more cars on the road. In theory, I don't really have a problem with the idea of supply and demand. Right?
Yeah. That's fairly... And that's, to me, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Scarcity.
Right.
That's all.
Yep.
So that's a different thing though.
Sure it is. Sure it is.
The surge is there.
Yes.
On New Year's Eve.
All I'm saying is if you could somehow have prearranged... Or now the surge is still going to be a thing. I don't know if but if there was a way that you had prearranged with a driver, be here at such and such a time, and despite this, I'll then just tip you over the top. I don't know what that looks like, right?
You and I tried to do that in Toronto.
Did we?
Do you remember that?
Nope.
We had a guy who took us down.
Was I drunk? I was probably drunk. It sounds like something.
Get out of here.
Exactly.
It was you and I, and there was beers.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. And the guy just. He's like, yeah, okay, I'll be here. I'll be back here. And he wasn't. Yeah. He just bailed. He's like, yeah.
Is that after the Jays game?
Yep.
Okay.
One of them.
Yeah. All right. No, it's one of those things where every now and then you put out an enticing or provocative headline in a tweet. No one bothers to click the article. And everybody goes, yeah, you can't cap our at 200%. Yeah, you can probably cap it. I think that's.
Yeah. And how long before... And if we've talked about this before, excuse me, how long before your rating is affected by your tip?
I wonder.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah. I wonder how long, like there is a window when you, I don't know if you've ever done this, you probably have, where you can contact the driver via text. Like if you're standing in a busy area or it's like here at my place.
Or he's parked at the back of your building and I'm at the front.
Right. That's a fairly frequent occurrence.
Yes.
That window, it's you don't actually have their cell number. It's put through a service and it's something like 5 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever it might be after the ride is over. It won't direct texts to them anymore.
Oh, really?
And it's the same way back to you. I wonder when that window closes. I had a bad experience with one guy trying to come from the Fallowfield train station. He was all over the fucking place, taking way too long to get there. He was going the wrong way, and I eventually just canceled. And so it dinged me the $5 or $2.50 or whatever it is to cancel after.
Five.
And he starts texting me, tearing me apart and whatever. And I answered once, and then he texts me again, and I answered back. And it says this session has timed out or something along those lines. So I wonder what that looks like. Because if it's 5 minutes and you drop me off at my front door – I'm not stepping out of the car and stopping to tip you. I'm going to go up. I'm going to go up the elevator. I'm going to take my boots off. I'm going to go sit down. And then I'll get to the rating and if I'm going to tip and whatever. Has he already decided, well, this guy's not tipping me. Fuck him. And we've talked about this before. I'm a 4.89 rating. I don't know what I would do. I assume that means people have probably rated me 4 stars a couple of times and maybe higher than that other times, right? Yep. But I don't know what makes me not a 5-star cut. Maybe I'm rude, right? I said earlier, I don't want to talk to people. I get in, I want to be quiet, I want to maybe read my phone, I want to...
I think you're probably hardening their tires on the one side of the car.
Well, that's rude. It's true, but it's rude. He doesn't know that till later. Well, he probably pulls up and goes,
there's an uncomfortable wear on this one set of tires.
And so that's all. I don't know. And so it's the same thing when it comes to rating and tipping or whatever, how long he waits for you to.
Well, see, and I'm about a 4.85, but at one point I was like
an asshole.
Yeah. Well, at one point I was a 4.3 early in my thing. Right. And so I thought, hey, now somebody's giving me real shit.
You know what? I'm not even a little surprised by that.
I think it was the one night you and I went out with a bunch of other people and then they left and then you and I stayed for more and more and more beers. And
that doesn't sound like us.
No. And we're drinking those 28-ounce.
Yeah, Guinness over at St. Louis.
Yeah, come on, honestly. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
And after the Sens just beat the shit out of the Leafs.
Yeah, loved it. Yeah. And then got into an Uber, couldn't get a hold of him, couldn't find him. And he's like, you come to me. And I'm like, no, you come to me. And then I promptly fell asleep / passed out in the back of his. So I'm sure that guy's giving me.
You didn't hurl, did you?
Nope.
Then fuck it. You're quiet, driving home.
Snoozing, waking up every once in a while. Where the fuck are we? You're going the wrong way.
That guy might have given you like 2 stars.
No, that actually happened a couple times in a cab in my younger days. But that's a totally different story. Pull over here. I got a yak.
Asking someone, can you take me to Ottawa?
Yeah, okay. That's a different story.
You're in Ottawa, man.
throwing cash behind me as I'm vomiting in the ditch. Don't get out of here. Leave me be. Oh, to be young again.
Speaking of being young again, are you concerned that you're not going to be able to purchase any more CDs?
No, man. I am not. I am not at all. And I think it's all a crock of shit, to be honest with you.
Story from, I believe it was Billboard, and as usual, we'll share it in the usual places, at Tall Can Audio, facebook.com/TallCanAudio. Best Buy, and maybe Target isn't far behind them, have decided we're done stocking CDs. I gotta tell you, I kind of assumed that had already happened.
Yeah. You're like, what?
Now, the last time I've gone anywhere looking for a CD, I couldn't tell you, but... Even in my younger days when I did, it was never the Future Shop or Best, but they would have kind of a general, but I was an HMV or a...
Yeah, okay, or, yeah.
Sam the Record Man, or I would go to music, but I guess for me, I was never going to find a Rancid.
A&A Records.
I don't know what that is.
It's the same thing. HMV, Abbey Road, all those record stores.
I'm missing one of the... Oh, it was just Music World, I think, was a big one for a while. Yeah,
for sure. Those were actual like anchors,
record stores.
Anchors in
malls.
No mall you went to didn't have one, maybe two.
Yeah. Yeah, of at least an HMV, a Music World, or Sam the Record Man. So Best Buy always was kind of a, I don't want to say top 40. They would have your country and your hip hop and your whatever, but only kind of a skimming of what was big right now. Whereas you could go to HMV or Sam the Record Man or Music World and actually have a section for alternative, a big section for country or rap or whatever you were looking for, right? Those have basically gone by the wayside now. I don't know why anybody's surprised that Best Buy would go, yeah, you know what? We can put some cell phones there or some Bluetooth speakers there. Or the number that was staggering to me, and I don't really know why it was staggering, because I know that the industry has gone off a cliff in this regard. But in 2001, they were selling over 800 million CDs a year.
Yeah.
In the United States. And in 2017, it was 89 million. So that's a pretty significant.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I wasn't in the article, but I'd heard this somewhere else that we're talking. Best Buy for the last X number of years has been the biggest seller of.
Yeah.
Of CDs.
Well, they'd have to be, right?
Because there was no more Music World. Right. Or
like Walmart, I think still sells CDs. Last time I was into one of their electronics departments. I guess maybe they've stopped, or maybe I'm a little out of touch. Like if you told me tomorrow I need you to go.
When you're browsing for your Philips TV.
Right. If you asked me tomorrow to go pick up like a big, like the new Taylor Swift album. A physical copy, I don't know where I would now look first, where I'd go. Do you, like?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't even have thought Best Buy.
Right. But
probably, even knowing you're that probably right. Probably a Target or a.
Like, where else am I going to go?
Well, you don't now.
Is there something at Rideau Center? Do they still have a?
No, that's because Scott, my younger brother, used to. He's always worked in retail, and
right.
He worked at a record store forever.
Yeah.
From a teenager, and this is the younger one, the one that's much more.
I think he's next. We got to get him on the show.
Friendly. Anyways, I remember
it's
him.
More fun.
Remember him telling me he took a crap while at work, outraging all the other employees. We can, and the lady with the British accent
who worked with him. Scott, this sounds more like a Jeff story.
He's like, that's terrible. I can smell that all the way to the rap dance section.
Well, that's what the rap dance section does smell like.
You sure that's me? I'm pretty sure it's not.
Yeah, it's funny, man. And they cited in the article that between your, obviously your Apple Music and your Spotify and the stuff you, and the return of vinyl.
Well, and they were saying vinyl, and this is the, to me, it's the least talked about in the story, but it's the most interesting part of the story is that they're going to continue to sell vinyl.
Yeah.
And that vinyl sales have grown.
Well, did double they say digit. That at Best Buy or just that, to me, the way
in,
I read.
In Best Buy.
Okay. The way I read that was because of Spotify, Apple Music, and the resurgence in vinyl, they were done with CDs. I didn't know that actually Best Buy even sold vinyl.
And the other kicker to that is that they have they've made commitments to the record industry to sell the vinyl, right?
Yeah.
So that's why they're not going away and they're not making room for it, because they've said, yeah, we'll push the vinyl. So yeah, it's not that vinyl is selling so much better.
Sure.
It's that there's a big push on it.
Yeah, like the vinyl thing, has that ever been your deal? Like even when you were young, did you have a...
See, because I'm a little...
You probably just missed it.
I had LPs.
Okay.
I had Synchronicity by the Police. Oh, I had that on LP.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else I had. But I remember buying Jeff Peace of Mind, Iron Maiden on LP. I remember Jeff getting Black Sabbath, Born Again, Dirt. What a dirt.
Dirt. What a dirt.
On vinyl. So yeah, I loved it, but I was right away at the same time buying, cassettes. So
yeah.
45s, right? I remember my first 45s, I had Mr. Roboto by Styx.
Obviously.
Big Country by Big Country, or In a Big Country, whatever that was.
It's not ringing a bell.
Okay, you'd know it.
Yeah.
real sort of new wave.
Okay.
But yeah, those were my...
That was my jam.
Those were my first two 45s on vinyl. I loved the 45. But again, quickly moving into the cassette.
But like, you're still a music guy. Has it ever crossed your mind, I should go get the equipment and maybe start collecting some?
Yeah, so I had a buddy. We lived together while I was in university, and he was already a working man.
Right.
Big pothead. Loved to play music.
So working man means yeah. dealing. Yes.
We split a house. We shared a house yeah. downtown. And he'd love to go down and he egg cartoned the basement and put carpet up to sort of soundproof it.
Yeah.
He'd go down there and play. But he had 8-track and he had a turntable with a diamond needle.
Okay. What year is this roughly?
This would be 1999.
Okay.
2000 in that neck of the woods.
Right.
So he loved it. Yeah, he'd get the Animals album by the Beach Boys and just
honestly, I did not expect that.
That's some crazy shit, man. Have you ever listened to that? That's
not what I expected to come out here.
Okay. Well, and he listened to everything, right? He was a Doors guy, but he liked music and he loved sounds and he's a pothead.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I don't know. There's just, I know plenty of people who same way want to say it's a truer sound and prefer it and whatever. There's just nothing really about it to me.
And the audiophiles in the listening group here will say it's a richer
yeah.
sound.
And I get that. I hear that. But it's such a pain in the ass that it's wow. not worth it.
Right? And seriously, you got a bunch of people going, and they're putting the thing down. You're right. Like, okay, all right.
Yeah, trying to play Mixmaster yeah. or whatever on your fucking...
It's like you make a dildo out of plasticine and put it right on the middle thing so it spins around when...
I think we're talking about something else now.
All right. Don't pretend like you don't know.
Yeah, pretend. I don't know what was going on in your soundproofed basement there with your buds.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? It's one of those things that, like I said, I the vinyl thing at this point, while I understand it's kind of a hipster thing, it's had a bit of a resurgence, and I understand the sound quality different, it still seems to me like... you would be selling more CDs in 2018 than records.
Yeah, well, honestly, if it's been 30 years since I bought my first CD, that's a trend.
I'm more interested in when you bought your last CD. Because for me, it's easily been 8 years.
Oh, I see.
Easily.
Since you bought yours?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm saying 4 years. I've bought CDs within the last 4 years, and I've bought, you know, CDs to make mix CDs,
blank CDs
that yeah. you've done for me.
Right.
Right. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, in the classic mixtape sort of.
Like I don't have a means here. I guess I can't. No, you have my CD DVD drive that I can hook up to my computer. Other than that, I don't have a means of playing a CD here. I guess my Xbox is in my closet. I could hook it up
hook
and it
up.
Would play a CD. But beyond that, yeah, it's been a really long time. For me, I got an iPad in 2010, and that's when I really started to do shit on the iTunes store, and I don't think I've bought a CD since.
Yeah.
So I have a hard time faulting Best Buy in 2018 going, yeah, you know what? This isn't really good use of our retail space anymore.
Well, and if you've been into a Best Buy, they just got shit piled up like... Canadian Tire now. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, remember there was supposed to be this thing where they were going to like, on a podcast, this isn't a good term, but they were going to pod things. So they were going to segment things, right? You were going to go in, this corner was going to be like home
yeah.
appliances and this was going to be computer stuff. And at least the one here by my place,
yeah.
they have not done that.
There's shit piled everywhere. Yeah,
honestly. It looks like my dream basement is all it looks like.
Yeah, and you're like, what is that? Where do I find this? You're like, well, no, somewhere over there.
Yeah.
Waving. Generally, like, I don't know.
Away you know, from me is yeah, all this he's is, saying.
This, don't ask me.
Someone else's problem.
I work in this section. What section is this?
The front section.
Yeah.
That's all.
It's USB
I always,
cables and shit.
USB dildos.
Yes.
I always prefer.
Is that such a thing?
I assume.
Well, of course.
Download your data after.
Yeah. Look at you, man. Like one of those headcam things. Diggity, 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 diggity. Yep. All right.
That's a hell of a pace you were setting.
That's what I do.
Yeah. I was always a Future Shop guy over a Best Buy guy. I was disappointed.
Well, one was Canadian, one was American. Am I right with that?
I think so.
Future Shop then got bought out and Best Buy sort of flooded the market.
But for a good 5 years, they coexisted. Sometimes side by side.
Right over here, they were side by side.
Which was weird. But one seemed...
That makes no sense.
Yeah. But just the one... A buddy of mine told me that one side staff was incentivized differently, it was whether it was commission or whatever, than the other. So it was a less aggressive stance. Although it might have been the less aggressive stance in Best Buy, and Future Shop was the more aggressive one. I can't, but I always preferred Future Shop for some reason.
Canadian.
Yeah. I don't think it was that, but let's call it that. Anything else for this one, man? Because one of the stories, we wanted to talk about Lady Potato Chips. But Doritos came out just before we went on air here and said, yeah, shut up. We're not doing that. And it,
well, because the thing is...
If they'd have done that after the show, we could have got away with using it for content and then used their retraction.
The reality is, if it's because ladies don't want to lick their fingers or tilt the bag up, this just in, cow. Nobody should be doing that. Everybody does it in their own home, but nobody should be out in public pounding a full bag of chips and then...
I've seen you doing the bag tip.
Of course.
Yeah.
You've seen me right here.
Right.
But it's just you and I sitting here.
Right.
And anybody who... Nobody is in the privacy of their own home or amongst friends is worried about, ooh, I don't want to lick my fingers.
Right.
Or I don't want to tilt the bag up and empty every last crumb of my...
To me, it was supposed to be less...
cow head.
It was going
to
be less crunchy.
Yeah, the whole thing is stupid,
female
though.
Tooth or something. I don't know what they were fucking...
Well, because it's not dainty.
Right.
Well, it's 2018.
So they were going to charge the same amount for less crunchy.
I bet you they charge more for your
crummy,
less crunchy
smaller
chip.
Bag. So technically it was charging more, but it was for a small, it was the same price, but for a smaller bag of less crunchy, less crummy chips.
So they're not doing it.
They're not doing it.
But it's a dumbass idea anyways.
Yeah.
Hey, Dorito, go fuck yourself.
On that note, we'll cancel our meeting with Doritos for a possible sponsorship. And we'll talk to you later. That's Audio Whiplash.
See ya.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.